The Burt Show.
You want to hear something else that I do that is nonsensical?
Please.
Very judgmental and really stupid. I realize that I judge dogs that don't grieve.
Oh,
this is the second time in a year now. So when my English bulldog, Riggins, my heartbeat passed away, I was so depressed. I mean, I don't cry very often. I had to lock myself in my room. I cried into a pillow. I cried. I had another bulldog at the time, Tyra. She wasn't upset. She was having the time of her life. She's like, I'm glad that guy's gone. So I'm house sitting now for my ex-wife, and they just had a dog that passed away, Paulie also. So I am now house sitting with Sugar Bear.
Oh, so your dog sitting at your house?
Dog sitting, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dog sitting Sugar Bear. And Sugar Bear comes in there. She, so
she's
asked,
a big happy floof.
She does, man. She's got no teeth. It's awesome. I love playing tug of war with her. I'm like, you can't win. I am undefeated.
You ain't got no grip.
So I asked Stacy. I'm like, how's she holding up with Paulie's gone? She's like, oh, man. She hadn't even, like, no sniffing, no nothing. Nothing at all. And I kind of looked at her differently, like, you cold bitch. Relationship has definitely changed, man. Yeah. Definitely.
No, Leroy for sure grieved when we lost Parker.
Yeah, I think it goes one of two ways. Yeah. And some dogs are like, oh my God, now I get all the attention. Mm. Bye. All right, Mo, so you're at a party. You think you see party fouls. Maybe others don't see it the same way.
Right. And so I brought this debate to my podcast in the moment, and Katie disagreed with me on a couple, and I'm curious as to what you guys will think about what I deem to be five party fouls that happened at my dad's 50th celebration that I think happens at parties all the time. So I'm here to help. Now, the first thing that I saw as a party foul, I have learned that this could be a cultural thing. So I'm curious as to how this would work between a black party and a white party. If a party starts at 6 p.m., what time do you get there?
If a party starts at 6, because I know when I'm throwing parties, I'm almost never ready for guests at 6. So I show up around like 6:20.
Okay.
6:30.
Okay.
No earlier than 6:30, but I'm probably getting there right before 7.
All right. So for me, I'm thinking the same thing. 6:15, the earliest. Mm-hmm. Like no one should be there before 6:15, right?
You never want to be the first one through the door.
There were people ringing the doorbell at 5:50 and 5:55 for a 6 p.m. party. Nah. I've never seen this before.
Were those parents of young children?
Yes.
They're looking to get out of
That's
the house.
That's what I figured it might have been. I mean, I saw the whole house go into a panic when the doorbell started ringing early.
I disagree. As a parent of a young child, we're leaving later now than we ever have before because it takes forever to get out of the house when you have a young kid because there's all like you got to prep the babysitter, you got to prep the house, you got to do. So for a young kid, like we were super late to an event and it was all Jimmy's fault.
When my kids were younger, if I was going to a party to start at 7, we hired the sitter to be there at 2:00.
So typically, yes, fashionably late is still a thing.
Yes. Now, however, that's late, girl.
That's very fashionably.
You want to be like, you want to jazz up the party when you get there. So if you get there at 6:45, everyone's gotten through their first drink. So when you show up, the reaction you're going to get is, Abby's here! But if you're there at 6:15, then you have to do all that awkward small talk before people get a little bit buzzed.
That's a good point.
So you want like when a WWE wrestler comes out of the back before he makes it into the ring, you got the smoke,
fireworks,
lasers. Yeah. Abby's here.
Yeah, everyone's excited to see you because they've been talking to the same person in the corner for the last 20 minutes.
They're halfway drunk.
Yeah, they're halfway drunk. So they're looking for a little mental stimulation and you're going to provide that.
Gotcha.
Now on the other end of that, if you are working the party, if you are a bartender, if you are a DJ or anything like that, and the party starts at 6, what time would you get there?
If you're preparing all the the whole bar and liquor and everything like that?
Yes.
Less than an hour early.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to be there an hour early.
It just depends on how long your setup takes. Like if you're a DJ and you know it takes you 30 minutes to get your setup, you need to be there whenever you know you can get there and have everything set up ready to go at 6 o'clock when the party starts.
DJ got there at 5:58.
No,
there were people ringing the doorbell. We ain't have a DJ yet. This is what was going on.
That's too late. Did he set up in the 2 minutes before everybody was there?
It took him a little more than 2 minutes, but no. It didn't take him too long. No. But I got a friend that's a DJ that does this all the time.
Nah, I can hear my dad in the back of my head. It's better to be, 60 minutes early than 1 minute late.
Bingo. Now, if you are working the party, like you're a bartender per se, and you're bartending for a home, I would say it's a party foul to have any kind of attitude towards the patrons of the party.
Well, yeah, you have to be personable. I mean, you don't have to be, overly, kissing ass, but you got to be nice.
Yeah.
This was the first time I saw a bartender annoyed that she had to bartend at a house party. I've never seen this before. It was my first time. She was literally annoyed. I asked for two waters. She got annoyed with me. And I'm like, ma'am, I live here. Was she
there's a faucet over there?
No, I told her I would get it myself, and she got an attitude that I tried to get it myself. But then she got an attitude that she had to get it for me. So I'm like, how do I win?
That is the most comfortable place for me at a party, honestly, making drinks for everybody else. I love being back there. I have pissed bartenders off. I'm like, I got this. Uh-huh. Bartenders that I've hired back there, just because it feels social and I know how buzzed I want people to get at that party. I love it.
All right. Final two. Anything that has to do. I was so annoyed. It was all right at first, but then it got crazy. Anything that has to do with when are you getting married? When are you having a child? When is the next step of the relationship? Are you in love? Can we just stop asking people this at Paul? Why is this necessary to ask?
It's an icebreaker. They're just looking for anything, but it's rude.
I hated it. I got asked that question at least 15 times at this party. It got to the point I couldn't enjoy the party.
Like, it's okay to be like, hey, how's the lady doing? But to be like, when you get married, when you gonna have kids, then that's evasive.
Last but not least, this was the biggest party foul of my dad's party. After the party the next day.
Oh, so this all happened at your dad's 50th?
All happened at his 50th. The next day, he goes into the fridge to get the food that was put to the side for him on his 50th, on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody went in the fridge and ate it.
No.
And it wasn't family, because everybody in the family was like, I'd admit it if it was me. It was literally a guest. So we don't know who.
He made himself a special leftover plate.
Yes.
And one of the guests went in there and took the plate with them.
They ate all of it. Nothing was there.
You're going to do that at a police officer's party? What are you, an idiot?
No, if we find them, they're getting arrested.
The Burt Show.